U.S. greater than did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? News. YouTuber Pavithra has been recognized as this year's Ipoh City icon and we're so proud. 43-year-old teacher in Penang found dead in his car before heading to school. CCTV footage shows two suspects believed to have vandalized Shah Alam mural. Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. Volkswagen Malaysia issues voluntary recall for certain models produced between 2011 to 2015. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. People features lifestyle. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Sadiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. From bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Sadiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Here's the myth about the creator of that smiley face who only got paid $45. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Whenever people ask you about North Korea, the first person that comes to your mind is probably Kim Jong-un. Then you'll probably think about how the country is a communist country and not to forget the nuclear issues and the list goes on and on and on. Very rarely do we hear anyone mention North Korean food. But did you know that Malaysia once had a North Korean restaurant? Well, cause we didn't. Located at No. 1 and 3 Jalan Kamening, Imbi, Kuala Lumpur, Pyongyang Koryo Restaurant was the one and only North Korean restaurant opened in Malaysia. It used to operate daily from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Based on the review by Food Advisor, it had a range of authentic Korean food originated from the country like cold noodles, Korean-style barbecue, and North Korean ginseng wine. The layout and decor were simulated to resemble North Korean restaurants for the full experience. Private rooms were provided too. Moreover, every day around 8:30 p.m., cultural performances by the North Korean beauties, waitresses, dressed in traditional clothes were conducted as the customers dined in. Some said that the prices were kind of steep and the same food items or even better quality ones could be found at any other South Korean restaurants. Though it seems like the purpose of eating there was not about the food, but more of the cultural experience. Interior look of the restaurant cold noodles sweet corn pancake. Why did it shut down? On the 17th of May 2017. This restaurant was reported to be officially closed down due to a drop in revenue. The decision came into action shortly after the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea, at KLIA-2. According to Today Online, Kim Jong-nam lost his life after he was swabbed with a chemical nerve agent on 13 February 2017. Left, Kim Jong-nam, and right, Kim Jong-un. The murder of Kim had caused the diplomatic relationship between Malaysia and North Korea to be on the line. Because of Kim Jong-un's regime, Malaysian diplomats in North Korea were held for 3 weeks until they were allowed to return home. Pyongyang Koryo Restaurant in Malaysia was one of the restaurants accused of serving as a money funnel for the North Korean regime. As stated in Coconuts KL, funds were said to be directly sent to Pyongyang for nuclear and missile programs, and these restaurants played a role in money laundering. Additionally, it was said that the workers were brought from North Korea to serve as waitresses as well as performers to the customers. What do you think about this? Tell us in the comments. Also read, New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium. Source, Today Online Source, Food Advisor Source, Food Advisor Source, Food Advisor Source, Food Advisor Source, The Guardian Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright, copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.